Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing about the ruling by the High Court that nullified and voided the presidency of MDC leader Douglas Monzora, accusing him of non-compliance. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in Harare. Vamwe vagari vemuguta reHarare vari kuchema chema nekuda kwekusafamba zvakanaka kwedzi motokari mumigwagwa mizhinji inobva mukatikati meguta iri. Zvikuru sei kana kwanaya. Vamwe vanoti vari kunonoka kusvika kumabasa kana kuzosvika kudzimba pakati peusiku nekuda kwekuti motokari dzinenge dzisingafambe zvakanaka uye dzinenge dzakangomira panzvimbo imwe chete dzisingafambi. Tobias Mudzingwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mumwe weavo vari kuchema nemotokari dziri kutadza kufamba zvakanaka muguta reHarare kana kwanaya ndiva Peter Nyapetwa, mugari wemumusha wevazhinji weEpworth, zvekare vari munyori wesangano rinomirira kodzero dzevagari vemunzvimbo iyi reEpworth Residence Development Association.
Kukangonaya chete muguta reHarare, kutyaira kwavo kunenge kwakukachamadza vanenge vasingatevedzi mitemo.
Asi mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe United Deregulated Commuter Operators vaFrederick Maguraminga vanoti makombi anofamba zvakanaka muguta, asi vanakurira nyoka mhenyu kune vemishikashika nevanhuwo nje vavati ndidzo nhubu.
Congestion yakukonzerwa nevanhu vasiri maorganization vamasiri maassociations. Vanhu ivavava havana roadblock, vanomira, havana mupurisa, vanotya. Ndivo vanhu vari kumira pese pese, ende mukatarisa every corner vanenge varipo, ende vari kuti ada hake kumukatsaka mushikashika kake mucapital city maHarare medu. Muri kungoti angoda hake kungoti pano pandada kumira ndakutodaidzira motokari nichiwana mari yangu. Ndivo zvatingaite here kuti tivake capital city yeHarare? Vanhu ngavanyarowo kuti tisine chairmanship yesatake. Zvinonyadzisa zvinhu zvakadaizvo.
Dzimwe nguva vatyairi vedzimotokari vanogara pamigwagwa kwemaawa anodarika mashanu parwendo runomboita maminitsi makumi matatu, motokari dzakatsikirirana kunge hove dzemugaba dzisingafambi. Izvi zvinokonzerawo kuti mota dzinobatsira veruzhinji dzakaita semaamburenzi dzinodzimura moto nedzemapurisa dzitadze kufamba nyore, izvo zvinozoisa upenyu hwevamwe munjodzi huru. Vanhuwo zvavo vanotadza kusvika kudzimba nenguva, kuchitiwo mafuta edzimotokari anopera munhu asina kwamboenda, zvinozopinda muhomwe dzevatyairi. Vamwe vanoti chiri kupa kuti migwagwa iite wada watonga muzinda wenyuchi inyaya yekuti vanotyaira makombi nemishikashika vanenge vachiita nhange mutange vachida kuti vaite nzendo dzakawanda kuitira kuti vatambirewo mari iri nani pazuva. Asi vangoni katsvairo sachigaro wesangano rinomirira varidzi vemakombi muHarare reGreat Harare Commuter Operators vanozviramba.
Vamwe matagets ari kunyanya kutaurwa akakwiririsisa zvakanyanyaya ndematagets emota dzinoshandira mustreet. Idzodzo hadzina nguva yekumira, dzinongosvika dzichitakura kana padzapinda napo kana parobhoti riri redhi rakatsvuka dzinongowanikwa dzichipinda neipapo. Saka idzodzo ichokwadi dzine matagetsi ari pamusoro. Asi idzo dzinoshandira mumarengi hadzina matagetsi akanyanya nenyaya yekuti murengi munongozivikanwa kunzi mota dzinenge dziri mukiu. Kufamba kwadzo nekubuda kwadzo kunoenderanawo nekuti inguva dzipi dzezuva ripi, vanhu vari kuuya zvakawanda zvakaita sei.
Mutauriri weZRP mudunhu reHarare Inspector Lakmo Chakanza vayambirawo veruzhinji kuti varemekedzewo mapurisa anenge ari pamharadzano dzemigwagwa achibatsira kuti motokari nevanhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Mutauriri wekanzuru yeHarare vaStanley Gama vakaudza Studio 7 kuti dai kanzuru ichipihwa mari inoringana nehurumende kubudikidza nechikamu chezinara zvichida dai migwagwa ichigadzirwawo, sezvo mizhinji ichinzi haichina kumira zvakanaka, izvo zvokanganisa mafambiro edzimotokari.
Tofanira kunzwisawo kuti kune dzimwewo mari dzofanira kunge dzichiuya kukanzuru dzisinyatsouya kuuya kwazofanira kuita, zvakafanana nekuti mitero yemotokari iri kubhadharwa kuzinara instead yekuti ibhadharwa kukanzuru, zvinoitwa kumwe kwese pano pasi. So isu tinozopuwawo kaposheni nezinara kamari kadiki diki yekuti tichifanira kumaintaina maroads aya.
Asi vamwe vanoti hapasi kuda kungogadziridzwa migwagwa chete asi kuitambanudza kuti ikure, vachiti motokari dzawandisawo muguta guru umu. Dambudziko rekuungana kwemotokari panzvimbo imwe muHarare rinowanzoitika mangwanani nemanheru oga oga vanhu pavanenge vachienda nekudzoka kumabasa. Dambudziko iri rinozonyanyisa kana kwanaya sezvo mimwe migwagwa ichizotadza kufambika yazara nemvura iyo inenge isiri kuraswa nekuda kwekuvhara kwemigero inofanirwa kunge ichiita basa iri. Izvi zvinonzi zvave kuita kuti vanhu vemuHarare vaseke zvavo vachiti kana kwanaya motokari dzemuguta ravo dzinofuta dzotadza kukwana zvakanaka mumigwagwa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 ndiri muHarare, ndini Tobias Mudzingwa.
Thank you there, Tobias. And now back to our main topic, where we are discussing the situation within the opposition MDC party following the ruling by the High Court nullifying the leadership of MDC leader Mr. Douglas Muonzura. Muonzura, however, says his party is not happy with the High Court judgment handed down last week, which nullified the MDC's 2022 Congress. He is accusing the ruling ZANU-PF party of having a hand in the ruling, saying that they are allegedly not happy with his party's opposition to the extension of the presidential term limit as called for by some ZANU-PF loyalists. Muonzura speaks to Studio 7 reporter Tobias Mudzingwa on the issue.
I want to say we are going to attenuate our fight against the 2030. We will never allow anybody to intimidate us against fighting the 2030 agenda. So if there is a faction within ZANU-PF that has a hand in this judgment, we say tough luck to you. We are going to intensify our fight against the 2030 agenda. We will never allow the emasculation of our constitution. We will never allow being bullied defending our constitution. The MDC is a stockholder in this constitution. It is part of the drafting of the constitution. The people of Zimbabwe are stockholders in this constitution. They spoke during the outreach program on what they wanted in the constitution. They spoke during the referendum on what they wanted in this constitution. And what they said they wanted in this constitution is that a president must run the country for a maximum of 10 years, after which they must go home. And we are saying, President Mnangagwa, after the expiry of your term in 2028, go home. And nothing is going to intimidate us against from that path. So no amount of intimidation, no amount of harassment, no amount of lawfare is going to defeat us in this agenda. We are joined in this agenda. As you know, the MDC was the first to speak against the 2030. We were then joined by the church. We were joined by the other political parties. We were joined by civil society. We were joined by war veterans in fighting against the 2030 agenda. So these games, we don't count against them. So when time comes, the MDC will hold its congress, because it has always held its congresses. And I, as the president of the MDC, is willing to face anyone in a congress. I'm willing to face Nzuri, I'm willing to face anybody in the Congress. And we know what the outcome of that Congress will be. We know they will be defeated. ZANU-PF knows they will be defeated. They know they will be defeated.
That there was Mr. Douglas Muonzura speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. And joining us to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Mr. Dan Moyo, who is a member of the MDC USA here in Washington, D.C. And we also have Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF based in the United Kingdom. And we also have MDC presidential spokesperson, Mr. Lloyd Damba, based in Harare. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. I will start off with you, Mr. Moyo. Welcome to the program on Skype.
Thank you, Marvelous, for having me, and good day to your listeners.
Mr. Moyo, what's your take on the current ruling? Is it not playing into the hands of the ruling ZANU-PF party as alleged by Mr. Muonzura?
Not really, because we filed this application way back in towards the end of 2022, soon after the Congress, that the illegal Congress that Muonzura held. And so, just
Your network is not very clear, Mr. Moyo. While we sort out your issue, let's go to Mr. Damba, who's all the way from Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Mr. Damba.
I don't know whether to say good morning or good evening to you, but let me first of all thank you for allowing me this time to weigh our views and present our case. Thank you so much.
Could you please update us on the current situation on the ground?
Okay. First and foremost, let me say that it is true. I just heard Mr. Benmore saying that they filed this court challenge way back in 2022 or 2023 there. It is very true and very correct. But our position as we stand, it is the timing of the judgment that the High Court has chosen to give us this judgment, because we thought that this issue was going to be expeditiously be solved by the High Court in time. But put that aside, what we are simply saying here as a party is that we have noted the judgment, we have seen the judgment, and we have gone through the judgment. And what the judgment is simply saying, it is that the Congress of 2022 was nullified, and it was nullified on two grounds. And the two grounds are that the Women's Congress was not held. And the other reason was that we gave a short period. Instead of 30 days, we gave 24 days. And I will not get into the merits of the case. But all I simply want to say is that at the moment, what the judgment simply says, what the judgment simply does, it takes us back to the Extraordinary Congress of 2020. Because the Extraordinary Congress of 2020 was not challenged by anybody in the court. So what it means is that Douglas Mwanzora is still the president of the Movement for Democratic Change. And we go back to the default statutory mode. It means that Engineer Elias Mzuri at the Extraordinary Congress was the deputy national chairperson appointed by Dr. Thokozani Kupe, who then by that time was the acting president, who was now in charge of convening an Extraordinary Congress to replace President, the late President Mokin Changrai. And also what it simply does, it simply resets us back to the Constitution, where the current president, who was elected by Congress, by the Extraordinary Congress, is going to convene the next Congress. That is if we implement the Constitution, the court judgment. Because what is here is this, we have noted already an appeal, and an appeal already suspends this judgment. So it means we have suspended this court judgment by filing an appeal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I understand that Mr. Moyo is now back. Mr. Moyo, you've just heard there from Mr. Damba stating their position and what's happening on the ground. You can come back and also just tell us what part you, as the USA chairman of MDC, you played in this whole, what we're seeing developing on the ground.
Yeah, basically, I was one of the applicants that lost an application to have the 2022 Congress annulled. And the courts have ruled in our favor. They agree with our argument that our constitution was violated at that Congress, and that the norms of the traditions of MDC of holding lower structure congresses, which cascades to the National Congress, were not conducted. Not even one structure had a Congress. And basically the leadership in MDC comes from the structures. You start with your branch structures, your wards, your districts, your province. Then you end up with the provinces. And it is at the provincial level that you make the nominations for the national leadership. So all those congresses were not conducted, and therefore to us that was unconstitutional, and the courts agreed with us that the MDC's own constitution and its own traditions of holding congresses was not adhered to, and hence the ruling we received. So basically what the ruling said is that Douglas Mwanzora is no longer president of MDC because his ascendance to that MDC position has been annulled. It is now null and void. The standing committee that he currently has, which is a body born out of that same illegality, is also null and void. The National Council that he appointed is also null and void. So what is left right now is we have Douglas Monzora clinging on to power that he does not have, which he has stripped. Because what Mr. Tamba here is trying to say about reverting to the 2020 constitution is also null and void, because what happens in MDC is when you move on and have an election, the previous positions that were held, they are terminated, and you assume the new leadership based on the new election. Now, this election was null and void, has been nullified by the courts, and what Tamba is referring to was already terminated before this illegality occurred. So at this present moment, there is a vacancy at 44 Nelson Mandela Road, which is MRT House, for a new presidency. And the courts have given us 6 months in order to put our house in order and carry out the necessary congresses from structure level up to national.
Thank you. Please stay on the line. Over to you, Mr. Mavaza. We heard Mr. Monzora there earlier on accusing your party, ZANU-PF, of having a hand in the ruling that was, passed this weekend, where he's been nullified as the president of MDC. What's your take?
Thank you very much. The point we must understand is that anybody who loses would want to find somebody to blame. What is at play here is the legal system, which is being fair regardless of which part and who is involved. So what has happened to MDC shows exactly that the Zimbabwe legal system still follows the law and is not partisan. Therefore, for Mr. Monzora to believe that he has been targeted by ZANU-PF, this application was submitted to court before the 2030 problem arose, before the campaign for 2030. Monzora says in his allegations that he's been targeted by ZANU-PF because he's against the 2030 campaign. This cannot be the reason, because the application was done even before the 2030 campaign started. And again, whatever has been raised, those who have won this case, Engineer Mzuri and the Comrade Moyo here, they are not supported, neither will they be supported, neither will they be supported by ZANU-PF. To us, both Monzora and Dan Moyo and Mzuri are one. So therefore, we do not take sides on them. When enemies fight, we enjoy. Whoever wins amongst the two, it is still our advantage. So the enemy of our enemy is our friend, and the friend of our enemy is not our friend. So if these two fight, whoever loses, we are happy, because we have got a lesser unified force to fight. So it's not true that ZANU-PF had anything to do with this judgment. Actually, to say the least, MDC is one of the parties which is no longer a threat to the government, to the party, or to anybody. And therefore, there will be no need for ZANU-PF to interfere in an already dying party. So Monzora had just been finding a place to cry and shedding tears more than the bereaved. Because whatever is done, the court has stated clearly the technicalities and the issues which has raised the court to come up to judgment to say this should be done. And the court has been very fair. It then said that we give you a half a year, 6 months, to go back to the ground, to go back to the Congress and start your elections afresh. It did not appoint Mzuri as the leader. Neither did it appoint Mr. Dan Moyo here as the leader. It says go back to the ground and start again. That would not be ZANU-PF's work of doing. And therefore, what would be benefiting ZANU-PF to see them re-campaigning again? So in other words, it is just unfortunate that people cannot lose graciously or gracefully. And when they lose, they just want to find somebody to splash their losing mud on. And unfortunately, Monzora decided to destroy the ZANU-PF. But we have nothing to do. ZANU-PF has nothing to do, no business with the MBC events and MBC activities.
Thank you so much. Tombodzoka kwamuri vadamba. Muri kunzwa zvinotaurwa navamavaza vezano PF kuti aiwa kana vemapato anopikisa vachirwisana zvinoshandira isu vezano PF kutaura kwavari kuita. Saka imi muri kuona remangwana rakamira sei tichiona kuti pari zvino muri kurwisana pachenyu imomo mubato reMDC panyaya yehutongi kuti ndiani anenge achiwanikwa iye akazobata matomo pachapera nguva yamapiwa iyi nematare.
Okay, my sister Marvelous, before I respond to that question, let me go back to Mr. Dan Moyo. I want to correct Mr. Dan Moyo. He could attend a kuita my branch congresses. The organizing secretary then was Rhino Mashaya, and his deputy was Gift Chimanikiri. These things were done. And the papers, structural forms, were dispatched to provinces. They were dispatched to wards. They were dispatched to districts. And they were sent back with the Congress election results. And these things were done. Unfortunately, Mr. Demo is speaking so authoritatively of things that he does not know because he stays in America. He was not even there. Unfortunately, one of the bitter things that I don't like about this, Mr. Demo traveled all the way from America to come and attend the Extraordinary Congress. But he failed to attend the Extraordinary Congress because he was somewhere else. But he was here in Zimbabwe. So how can he speak authoritatively about the Extraordinary Congress that he does not even know, that he did not even attend? There is no vacancy right now at the moment. I think what Mr. Denmo is simply reading, he is reading what he is wishing himself. Because the judgment that does not even say what he's saying. He is reading the wrong judgment that was not even written by Justin Shaw. I'm so sorry to say this, but he's reading what is not written. The judgment simply stipulates that the Congress of 2022 is null and void. He is not talking about the Extraordinary Congress of 2020 that was held on the 18th of December. That Congress produced a winner, and that winner is President Douglas Nonzora. So there's no vacancy to have his house. He is simply expressing a wish and stating propaganda to mislead the people of Zimbabwe, to mislead the international community, which is very wrong. We are adults, we must learn to respect these things. Nobody ever challenged those with Extraordinary Congress results. Nobody did that. He was here in Zimbabwe. Douglas Nonzora garnered 888 votes. Tokozani Kupe garnered 118 votes. Morgan Konizi garnered 9 votes. Mudzuri garnered 14 votes. Nobody challenged those results. And then they went on to be appointed by Douglas Nonzora as deputy president. From the position of deputy national chairperson, why did he not refuse that position if he was illegal? So there is no vacancy. That last one remains the legitimate president. So, and the two was the that at all is by intelligence, because the Denmo here, you are a purple. He is funding for some youth from Bali, take over the South violently, which is very sad. We don't need that. Is enjoying the show. It takes me back to 1970s, where Zani and Zapo were fighting in the streets, fighting for political dominance among the national people of this country, while the Rhodesian front was ruling the country. It's very sad. That guy, Kanisi Mavaza, is actually telling the truth. But unfortunately, it's true that Zani PF has got a hand in this. Why are we saying this? We just look at the court subject. We know that. And although we don't have this concrete evidence, but you know the timing. You could see one of the judgment when it is convenient only to them, playing it as a card. We know that they've been in government for the past 40 years. And the only thing that they know is power and retention of power through the back door. They have done it before, and we know all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you, Mr.
And you know, some players is enjoying. Unfortunately, you can have another demo. They are in a script that they don't even know.
Tinotenda vadamba regai timbopamukana kuna Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, if you can respond in Ndebele, you heard what Mr. Damba there is accusing you of, and also you heard what Mr. Mavaza is saying. He's saying that when you, as the opposition, fight, it benefits ZANU-PF. What is the way forward?
Tena yona nje yikuthi amanga alenyawo ezimfitshane, lies have short legs. And what you are trying to gaslight ozama ukutshela abantu ngamanga nje kuphela. Ngoba mina nginje ngingu-chairman owe-MDC lapha e-America. Umsebenzi wethu esiholda ngawo ama-Congress siyawazi. We were not given the opportunity yokuthi siholde ama-Congress. Akula even one province, even eZimbabwe, eyaba le Congress. So uzohlala la utshela umphakathi wonke weZimbabwe. And the funny part is, Mr. Dama, You are talking to the very people, the very MDC members. Bona ma supporters awe MDC. Ubaqambela amanga, ubatshela ukuthi ama province abala ama congress. Akuzange kube lengitsho one congress enziwa yi province. And therefore, uzibuze wena ukuthi if ama province kuyiwona okumele anominate ama leaders, u president, le standing committee, baba nominate kuphi njengoba wona ama province, thina njenge MDC USAC province, asizange sibe le Congress. Not even he mentioned from Harare ukuthi sicela li hold Congress yenu so that lizo nominate ama leaders, which is the norm. Ama past Congresses wonke ayi-4, saba lama Congress thina la, sa nominate i leadership. UDouglas nalo uDamba amlwelayo yithi iCongress iMDC USA eyamnominethayo after ama province wonke enominethe uChamisa sokusele iUSA ile UK iManicaland yasilandela. That's how uDouglas even managed to beat uChamisa. So angafuna ukuthi atshele abantu amanga ajikelele.
Thank you there, Mr. We'll come back to you, Mr. Moyo. We're just taking a brief look at what is happening here in the United States. The need to end the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, the United States imposing tariffs on other countries, and the downsizing of the U.S. federal government. Those are some of the topics the President Donald Trump is expected to highlight when he delivers the first address of this second term in office to Congress this week. VOA's Veronica Boundaris Iglesias reports.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
As he did back in 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to address a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. The Russia-Ukraine war is expected to feature prominently in Trump's speech in the context of his administration's ongoing efforts to mediate peace negotiations between the parties in conflict.
I'm looking for peace. We're not looking to go into a 10-year war and play games. We want peace.
The U.S. leader could also update Congress on his stance on the Israel-Hamas war and the future of Gaza. During a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on February 4th, Trump suggested the U.S. transform Gaza into the, quote, Riviera of the Middle East.
The United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent.
During his speech at the Capitol, analysts also expect that Trump will speak about the rationale behind the U.S. imposing tariffs on other countries.
I believe in his view, he believes that if he imposes tariffs, it's going to cause a rise in prices to cause manufacturers to have to come back to the United States to avoid those tariffs.
Trump could also push back on some criticism his administration has received over the speed and scope of its efforts to reduce government spending, cut fraud and waste, and slash the size of the federal workforce.
I think he's going to talk about it as a cost-saving measure. I believe he's going to talk about how great of a thing it is.
U.S. Senator Lisa Slotkin, a former CIA analyst, has been chosen to give the Democratic rebuttal to President Trump's address. Analyst O'Brien thinks Americans will probably follow Senator Slotkin's remarks and Trump's full address, primarily on web streams or social media platforms on Tuesday night, or read the highlights the following day. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News. Washington.
Thank you, Veronica, and I would also like to thank our guest, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, based in the United Kingdom, Mr. Dan Moyo, the chairman of MDC USA, and Mr. Lloyd Damba, the MDC presidential spokesperson based in Harare, for having been with us. And also you who are live streaming with us would also like to thank you. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.